Hát, tam skatna wagna wagu maganak, Dallas was skatna cigason. Aiksa gegano genio.
Fun way to see gaso yan, oni chik skoponik utse. Welcome back, everybody. Tata wow. Come back into the Cree Chatter Hour meeting council chambers right now.
Absolutely. We're going to do a Zoom. We're going to do a Zoom Cree Chatter meeting. We but see Mac. Welcome to the Cree Chatter Hour chambers.
But we're back here. But since we were just like us, we could go on forever talking about powwow and summertime. But I thought it'd be cool to maybe touch on a couple of words that you could use even at the powwow, or even phrases that you could use at the powwow. We always hear us say this, Bwatsimuin, Bwatsimuin.
Bwatsimuin.
Yeah, Bwatsimuin. And that's how we refer to the powwow. That's how we refer to powwow. And well, you know the story behind that, right?
I think it comes from the Sioux people, from my understanding.
That's exactly what Bwatsimuin means. It means Sioux dance, the Sioux dance. And again, powwow, I read a story somewhere about how the powwow came from that grass dance society, from the people over there.
Yep.
And, you know, over time, it got adopted by tribes and migrated up this way. And that's why we call it Bwatsimuin, the Sioux dance, which I thought was really cool.
No, it is really cool, because coming with those grass dance societies and the societies that come around, Bwatsimuin is really important, and the stories that come behind it. And if you remember, Nawigamagana, I know you were pretty young back in the 80s, you know. So
actually, I was born in the
80s. But if you could, I mean, they barely do it now around in our area, but they would always have the grass dancers dance first, mm-hmm. and to bless the grounds. Then they would do the drum song. But the good thing about, you'd see, it'd be so early, you'd see all the grass dancers come out, eh? They'd invite all the grass dancers. I mean, that'd be something cool that maybe you guys could kind of bring back too, eh?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I'm pretty sure Satellite does that, where they call the grass dancers. I know when you go to other places, sometimes you'll see that. I think Muckleshoot does that. A couple of other places I remember. Not too many, you're right though, not too many places start off the powwow like that.
I'm pretty sure Sad Lake doesn't do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
Frog Lake does it.
Still powwow wars going on here. But Bwatsimuin, that's another good refresher word for you guys to, you know, you can ask somebody, you know, where are you going? Bwatsimuin, etutian, you know, I'm going to go to the powwow. Another cool word that we can touch on, and I don't know if we've shared this word too much, but, you know, we use it all the time, is Mistagwaski.
Mistagwaski.
And that means?
Drum.
The drum. And that's such a huge part. I know, Dallas, you had mentioned, and we talked about this before, how there was a, what was it, the painted drum?
Yeah, the painted drum ceremony.
That our people practiced in a Cree country, and very few know about that too. So when people say that powwow isn't a ceremony or stuff like that, there is ceremonial aspects to that. And Mistagwaski, I think it plays a huge part and having a powwow and, you know, the Bwatsimuin, because I know it sounds cliche, but it really is the heartbeat of that gathering. You can't have a powwow without the drum and without singers.
The correct term is, it's the heartbeat of Mother Earth.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. How do you say it? Mother Earth?
The heartbeat of Mother Earth. Gagiaski.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but going back to the painted hand ceremony in Nawigamagan, man, we
should. Is it painted hat or painted drum?
Painted drum ceremony. Sorry, okay. Tapoy, thank you for correcting me. My niece Jazz, I've been calling him Niece Jazz forever. His name's Kenny Roan. I know he still practiced that. He does practice that ceremony. Ego my seems Dickie Lee Baptiste, they adopted that ceremony from his family.
Oh, Dickie sings with us too.
Yeah, Dickie say, going back to, it'd be wonderful to get Nishas Kenny to come and talk about that. Hey, maybe that's something we could do.
Actually, he has a lot to do with us knowing what our next couple of words are. Should we go? Well, I'll touch on that a little later, though. But that is something really cool. We really need to utilize, you know, our connections and communications with a lot of our knowledge holders and language keepers that know all of this stuff and can come share it with you guys on a Cree Chatter Hour. The next word I wanted to go over, though, was Onegamo or Onegamowak.
Onegamo?
Which is singer. Yeah. Onegamo is singer. Onegamowak is singers.
Onegamowak.
Yeah, and that. So I thought that was appropriate to share after talking about Mr. Gweski.
And so, we have to say it in that way, like Onegamowak or
Onegamo is like single, like yeah. You're talking about one singer, like Onegamo or yeah. Onegamo, and then Onegamowak is plural, so you're talking about the singers.
Okay.
You'll hear that in songs. So this is some words you'll hear in actual powwow songs too. Another good one is Onimito or Onimitowak is
Onimito
or Onimito. Onimitowak. Oh, I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
No.
But it's dancer or dancers. That's the same concept, you know. Onimito is just one dancer. Onimitowak is dancers.
Onimito, Onimitowak.
There you go. Hey, oh, yeah. Another word you hear in there is wasagasimo.
Yeah, wasagasimo.
And that's, you know, to dance around, to dance in a circle. Like you see at a powwow, we dance in a circle.
Onigamo, onigamo wa.
And onimito, and onimito.
Onimito, wa. But
go.
It's so cool that for me to understand certain words or to grasp the pronunciations of certain words, I could sing it. If I sing it, it's easier for me to say it. And mm-hmm. I utilized that gift.
I talked about that when you left me hanging last weekend. last week I talked about how singing is such an amazing way to learn language, because being able to say the words in a rhythm like that, it kind of embeds those words in your mind better. The next word I wanted to share though is feather, miquan.
Miquan.
Or if you want to say feathers, miquanak.
Miquanak.
Miquan is one feather. Miquanak is feathers.
Miquan and miquanak. Mm-hmm. Okay. Miquan or miquananak.
There you go. Huh? Yeah, you got it.
Miquan or miquanakanak.
Another thing that you'll see at powwows is bells. So
bells.
Sewiagan.
Sewiagan.
Or sewiaganak.
Sewiaganak.
Sewiagan. Sewiagan and Sewiaganak. Sewiaganak sounds better because you're going to see nobody's just going to wear one belt. Yeah. So we're going to say bells.
Sewiaga.
Sewiaganak.
Sewiaganak. Sewiaganak.
We're not in Christmas theme right now, but I know if you listen to Jingle Bells in Cree, that's the way it is.
Okay, I'll start first. Sewiaganak.
Sewiaganak.
Pete, pete, wa.
See, he doesn't even know the rest of the song.
Okay.
Don't sing it if you don't know it.
Okay. Sewiaganak, omiquanak, nikamuwas. That's just the lead of my new song. So everybody repeat after me. Sewiaganak,
miquanak. This is another cool. Oh, wait, I have another word now.
Oh, okay.
This is a really cool word, and you can tell me where you heard this word before.
Okay.
Giskewe hun.
At the reman.
No, giskewe hun.
Giskewe hun.
Means flag. Giskewe
hun. Oh, yeah, yes, yes. And
that. Hey, on the Treaty 6 flag song. Giskewe hun. You'll hear that at the powwow, too. Hey. You want to touch on that song real quick?
Well, we'll just continue the words because we don't want to go.
Okay, giskewe hun.
Giskewe hun. So
means a flag. See, that's they're talking about the flag, like flying. But the whole translation to that song is really cool, right? They're talking about Gecho Gema Squeo. Talking about the queen.
Yep.
The late queen, now we yep. say.
Yeah, our late Nitsa Pan Pan.
Igwa, the rest of the song. She gave us this land.
Yeah.
For as long as the flag flew. As long as that flag flies, eh? Yeah. Something like that.
Beautiful, though.
Treaty 6 flag song. Do you know the origins of that song?
I think the origins of that song, it does come from Red Bull. And I'm pretty sure it was late Art Musiman, Irvin Waskwich, and Edmund were a part of creating that song for their drum group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was like the 70s, right? So And it was in honor of the Queen when she came over to Canada for the not. I don't know if it was the first time, but where she was around in this area, so they composed
one that. because the royal family, they go on tours there or something like that. I don't know. I'm a Nahio. I don't keep track of that kind of stuff. But it's kind of a big deal, I guess, when the royal family goes to visit places that they've conquered, I guess.
But prior to
that, they've colonized.
But prior to that, in the Wigamagan, there was a song that was sung in 1876 in the signing of the treaties. Wow. So it kind of adapted to that, to where we had this flag song that's embedded in Batsimon Country Forever for us in this area of Treaty 6.
And everywhere we go, we sing that song. And it's proudly. not just to honor royal family, but it's like it's to honor all the people here in Treaty 6.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
It's almost like an act of resistance, I guess, for us to be able to reclaim that, sing that song, and, you know, just represent our people and, you know, the history of our people here in Nahio Country.
And just knowing that Nkanihiwian, you know, and we're on this, Tinihiwian, you know, we're on this journey of learning our language.
Gawin Nehiwitan. Let's all speak Cree again.
Absolutely. And to really understand these words, it's so symbolic. And it has so much life to these words. And that's why we take such great...
Is that why we just jam that song and sing it? I absolutely do.
And because, you know what? It gathers everybody's attention. And no matter how many times that I started and the way I started, everybody's like, whoa, you know, because, I mean, if you
sing it with that monsoon,
yeah, absolutely, and yeah,
that energy that, yeah, you know, there's just a pride, especially when you go powwow and stuff around different territories, different tribes and stuff, to be able to sing that song and we're representing our people here, you want to do deadly.
Yeah, and just like, I think of, for sure, late Art Musiman. Mm-hmm. I really take the time to think of the people who have composed. Again, my niece Jas Irvin, you know, I want to think of them and send them that good Bay Matsu. I don't know how many times when we do sing that song, we have random people come to us and say that it was moved. They moved them, right?
Speaking of that, last year, around this time, we were in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We sang that song.
Yep.
And there was a Cree woman. She was actually adopted, I think it was 60 Scoop, and she ended up way out there on the East Coast. And she was just starting to learn about, you know, her background as a Nahio Squaw, as a Cree woman, and she recognized the language. So she came down, and, you know, her daughter had to help her walk down. And she came all that way just to come and say thank you. And, you know, she shared some tears and some words. And that's what music can do, especially, you know, when you connect to it. They say language is a part of our genetic memory. It's a part of our blood memory. So it doesn't even matter how fluent you are, how exposed to the language of you have that connection to it.
No, you do.
And that's why, you know, there was that saying about awakening your spirit by the late young man there who was such an amazing fluent speaker.
Yep. Late Davis Swindler. Yeah. Yep.
He was an amazing. You guys actually can see his videos even online to this day. Very inspiring. And his cook-um, and she's actually your cook-um right?
Nogum Ira.
Yeah, Ira Swindler. She's an amazing Cree resource too. If you guys want to check out her videos, you know, she does some comedy as well too.
It is really funny because the way me and her talk and Lee and our Tapa and Lee, they all tease each other, right? So, and our Gukum Ira calls our Tapa and Lee, she calls him Sapan, so yeah, and so and he always says to her, I was moist. He always says that to her. So yeah, it's funny. It's teasing.
But that's a big part of our people.
I love it, right? And then she calls me Mio, she always calls me. And but just sorry, before I lose my train of thought.
And you're making me lose time on my next word.
I know. But Moy Monato, we'll finish this off this way because it was a really powerful story that this old lady had again, you said her spirit was awoken by this language.
And she came down.
Yeah, and she could barely walk.
She didn't even know. Like, she just showed up to the powwow over there. She has a family, daughter, all over there on the East Coast. And she heard us sing at the powwow. She just happened to be there. So that was a beautiful
moment. It was the Treaty 6 song that we sang that awoken her, go on sky not Tayogan, right? So it was wonderful to see her and to share that moment with her, because even at that time we were having a hard time with our late brother that was, you know, struggling in the hospital. So that was a good reminder to really take a singing
You know, that really goes with that saying, you know, as Onagamuwak and even Onimitawak, they say we sing and we dance for those that can't.
Yep.
And it does. It does bring healing for people to hear you or to watch you dance or to hear you sing. It brings that healing energy and that connection and that what they call that miomatsu and that good life to everybody. And you know, I think that's why it's really important. That's probably one of the first things that you hear when you start singing or dancing, mm-hmm. is, you know, to dance for those that can't. You always say that though, hey?
I've always said that. I've taught you that since you were a young little skinny squeyawak.
Did you say skinny?
A little skinny squeyawak. A little skinny goowak. But yeah, no, you're right. No, it's a lot of healing.
You want to heal?
Want to heal?
Like Larry Tito, he used to make these funny clips called Powwow Friends. If you guys want to see some good Indian humor, native humor, check out. It's older. Their videos are older, but check them out on YouTube. The Powwow Friends, it's hilarious. But we'll share COVID-19. Some more.
COVID-19.
What?
COVID-19, that when they first had that.
But after this, though, you guys, please join us right after this little break. Sorry, honey, I didn't mean to cut you off there because I missed you so much last week. But we got to go into a break right after these messages. Stay around for some more Cree Chatter Hour.